Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Part 1, Chapter 2, Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya,
"My dear Maitreya, why was Daksha, who loved his daughter so much, so envious of her husband Lord Shiva? Why did he neglect his daughter Sati? Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the entire world, does not make enemies within his heart. He is a peaceful personality and is always satisfied in himself. He is the greatest among the demigods. How is it possible that Daksha could be inimical towards such an auspicious personality?"
In a former time, the leaders of the universal creation performed a great sacrifice. All the great sages, philosophers, demigods, and followers assembled there. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were also present. Daksha entered that assembly. Daksha Prajapati entered that assembly. His own bodily luster shone so brightly. Just as the sun illumines everyone. Just as the sun illumines everyone. So others in that place seem nothing in his presence. So others in that place seem nothing in his presence.
Everyone rise. The exalted Daksha has entered. His bodily effulgence is lighting all directions.
Jai! All glories to Daksha! Please accept my respect.
All glories to you, Daksha. Everyone rose out of respect except Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who are the two chief demigods.
We are honored by your presence.
My dear Daksha, welcome to this assembly. I'm greatly pleased to see you. How pleased to take your seat.
Thank you, Brahmaji. Please accept my heartfelt obeisances. Lord Shiva is sitting there and not showing me any respect. He is my son-in-law. He should stand up. This greatly angers me. I cannot tolerate this. All sages, brahmanas, and fire gods present here, please hear me with great attention, for I am speaking about the manners of gentle persons. I am not speaking out of ignorance or envy. Shiva has polluted the path of gentle manners. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. He has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. He has eyes like a monkey's, yet he has married my daughter, whose eyes are just like those of a deer cub. Nevertheless, he did not stand up to receive me, nor did he welcome me with sweet words. I have no desire to give my daughter to this person. He is impure. He lives in filthy places like crematoriums with ghosts and demons, naked like a madman, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying. He smears crematorium ashes all over his body. He does not bathe regularly, and his ornaments his body with garlands of skulls and bones.
He is Shiva, or auspicious in name only. He is the most mad and inauspicious creature. Thus he is very dear to crazy beings who are in the gross modes of ignorance, and he is their leader. On the request of Lord Brahma, I handed over my chaste daughter to him, although he is devoid of all cleanliness, and his heart is filled with nasty things. I curse you, Shiva. The demigods are eligible to share in the oblations of sacrifice, but Lord Shiva, who is the lowest of all the demigods, should not have a share.
In great anger, Daksha cursed Lord Shiva, left the assembly, and went home. Nandishwar, one of the main associates of Lord Shiva, became very angered and his eyes became red. He began a round of cursing and counter-cursing.
I curse anyone who has accepted Daksha and neglected Lord Shiva to be bereft of transcendental knowledge. Daksha has accepted the body as all in all. Therefore, since he has forgotten the Vishnupad and is attached to sex life only, within a short time, he will have the face of a goat.
What?
Yes. A goat. The face of a goat. And furthermore, those who have supported blasphemy of Lord Shiva, may they continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Well, I curse anyone who takes a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva or imitate him to become an atheist.
I curse you.
I counter curse you.
I curse you and I curse you. And I counter curse
you. May always be a dull stone.
May
your nose fall off in a week.
I curse you to always be cursed.
I curse you again and again. Lord Shiva, the topmost Vaishnava, upon hearing the cursing and counter-cursing, became unhappy. Everyone had forgotten spiritual life. He must stop his followers as well as Bhrigupati from such cursing and counter-cursing. Not saying anything, he left the arena of the sacrifice followed by his disciples. Thereafter, Daksha began another performance of sacrifice and deliberately did not invite Lord Shiva. By excluding Lord Shiva, the sacrifice was inauspicious from the start. But many sages and demigods from all parts of the universe, with their wives nicely dressed and decorated, were attending the sacrificial ceremony.
Approached her husband. Oh, never born, oh, blue throated one, oh, never born, oh, blue throated one, not only my relative, but also other women, dressed in nice clothes and ornaments.
Have been invited by him and are going there. If you desire, we may also go. I think that all my sisters must have gone just to see their relatives. Oh, I also want to go. I will decorate myself with the ornaments my father gave to me when we were married and go there with you to that great festive ceremony. Everyone will be there. I shall be able to see the flapping flags and the performance of the sacrifice by great sages. For these reasons, I really want to go.
Well, now, Sati.
Although this cosmic manifestation is simply the external energy of the Supreme Lord, the truth is fully known to you. Yet I am a poor woman and not conversant with the truth. Therefore, I wish to see my birthplace once more. Although we have not been invited, there is no harm if one goes to his friends, husbands, spiritual master's or father's house without invitation. Oh, please, let us go.
My dear, beautiful wife. Yes, one may go to a friend's house without being asked, provided such a friend does not find fault with the guest due to bodily identification and become angry towards him.
But he is my father.
No doubt you are his pet, but because of your being my wife, he will not honor you. If one is hurt by the arrows of an enemy, he is not aggrieved as when he is cut by the unkind words of a relative.
Oh, but my father couldn't be angry with me.
Well, generally, friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up and welcoming one another and offering obeisances. But those who are on the transcendental platform offer respects to the supersoul in the body, not the body. I am always offering obeisances to Lord Vasudev in pure Krishna consciousness. But your father took the opportunity to take offense and insult me with cruel words, although I am not guilty. Although he is the giver of your body, he and his followers are envious of me. Therefore, you should not see your father.
Oh, no, my dear husband. My father would not neglect me. Please, let us go.
If in spite of this instruction you decide to go, neglecting my word, the future will not be good for you. You are most respectable, and when you are insulted by your relatives, it will not be equal to death.
You don't understand. You don't have a desire for these things, because you are transcendental. But I need to go to festivals and dress up and have friends. You never take me anywhere.
Oh, quick, come.
Oh, I'm going away. I'll just go by myself.
Oh, quick, come. Sati is leaving all alone.
Manima, Manga.
Sati,
Lord Shiva's bull. Here you go.
Here's your pet bird.
Here's a lotus flower.
Don't drop that mirror.
Here, help me with this canopy.
Hey!
Hey!
He, accompanied by thousands of Shiva's followers, proceeded toward the assembly like a royal parade. But when she reached the arena, no one received her well because they were all afraid of Daksha. Her mother and sisters alone greeted her with tears in their eyes and glad faces and pleasing words.
Oh, my dear daughter! Oh, Sati! Sati, why don't you answer? Please sit down! Please sit down, Sati! Sati! My father has not greeted me. Oh, there is no oblation for my husband.
Daksha has not greeted our goddess Sati. There is no oblation for Lord Shiva. My dear Sati, your eyes are burning with anger. Myself and all these ghosts and followers of Shiva will kill Daksha immediately.
Yes!
No. Do not kill him. He is a fool. Twice born Daksha. A man like you can simply find fault in the qualities of others. Lord Shiva, however, not only does not find fault with others' qualities, but if someone has a little good quality, he magnifies it greatly. Unfortunately, you have found fault with such a great soul. My dear father, you are committing the greatest offense by envying Lord Shiva. He is always pure, and no one but yourself envies him. Great personalities like Brahma honor him by accepting the flowers offered to his lotus feet and placing them with great respect on their heads. If one here is an irresponsible person, blasphemy the master and controller of religion, he should block his ears and go away if he is unable to punish him. But if one is able to kill, then one should by force cut out the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender. And after that, he should give up his own life. Therefore, I shall no longer bear this unworthy body, which has been received from you, who blasphemed Lord Shiva. If someone has taken food which is poisonous, the best treatment is to throw up. You are an offender at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And unfortunately, I have a body produced from yours. I am very much ashamed of our bodily relationship, and I condemn myself because my body is contaminated by a relationship with a person who is an offender of the lotus feet of the greatest personality. I feel very much sorry that my body, which is just like a bag, has been produced by you, and I shall therefore give it up.
Sati sat down on the ground and faced north. Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes to absorb herself in the mystic yoga process. Thus, in order to give up her body, due to anger towards her father, she began to meditate on the fiery air within the body. Concentrating her mind on the holy lotus feet of her husband, Lord Shiva, who is the supreme spiritual master of all the world, she became completely cleansed of all taste of sin and quit her body in a blazing fire. There was a tumultuous roar all over the universe.
Astounding! Such a great soul! She left her body!
Shiva's followers ready to kill Sati. Kill him! Kill him! Kill him!
Kill him!
Manu saw the danger and began offering oblations, uttering mantras by which the destroyers and sacrifices would be killed immediately. All of Shiva's followers fled from the arena. Thereafter, Narada Muni went to Lord Shiva.
Please accept my obeisances.
What brings you here?
I must inform you that your chaste wife, Sati, is now dead due to the insults of Prajapati Daksha.
What? No.
And your soldiers have been driven away by the Ribu demigods.
What? This cannot go unavenged. Daksha will not live.
Lord Shiva, being extremely angry, pressed his lips with his teeth and immediately snatched from his head a strand of hair which blazed like electricity on fire. He stood up at once, laughing like a madman, and dashed the hair to the ground. Fearful black demon, as high as the sky and as bright as three suns combined, was thereby created. His teeth very fearful, and the hairs on his head like burning fire. He had thousands of arms equipped with various weapons, and he was garlanded with heads of men. He was Virabhadra, personified anger of the Supreme Lord.
Ha ha! it be plunderers?
No. Our strong king, Marty, would punish him.
This danger has been created by Daksha because of the death of Sati. Sati was completely innocent, yet she quit her body as her sister's watch. This is due to hard-hearted Daksha. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered as he pierces the rulers of the different directions with his trident. He laughs and dances proudly, scattering their hands like flags. As thunder scatters the clouds all over the world, Shiva dances his dance of destruction. My dear husband, your strength is nothing compared to Lord Shiva. Due to neglecting Sati and dishonoring Lord Shiva, this danger is approaching. Oh, approaching is a gigantic black demon! Everything. They pulled down pillars. Some entered the women's quarters. Some began destroying the sacrificial arena. The kitchen, the residential quarters. They broke pots, extinguished the sacrificial fire, and tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena. They were of short stature, carrying various weapons. Their bodies appeared to be like sharp, blackish, and yellowish. They ran all creating great disturbances.
Help!
Help!
Help, you coward, Brigu. I think you need a shave. Off with your mustache. You rascal, Baga. When Daksha cursed Shiva, you were constantly moving your eyebrows. Help with your eyes. You, Daksha, showed your teeth while cursing Sambu. You, Pusha, were smiling so sympathetically. Nevermore will you show your teeth. Take that, you fool. You offended Shiva, Daksha. You do not know how to use your head. Now I will sever it from your body. None of my weapons work. What is this? Oh, I will use hymns. Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya. Nothing even cuts his skin. Ah, here is the device for killing the sacrificial goat. I will use that. There, done. Cursed my most exalted lord into the sacrificial fire. Burn, burn. I will burn this entire arena.
After completely destroying the sacrificial arena, Virabhadra and all of Lord Shiva's followers returned to his abode. Lord Brahma knew such events would occur, so he had not gone to the sacrifice. All the priests and members of the sacrificial assembly, defeated and injured, approached Lord Brahma.
Oh, Lord Brahma, please accept our obeisances. Please help us.
You cannot be happy in executing a sacrifice if you blaspheme a great personality and thereby offend his lotus feet. You have offended Lord Shiva. Surrender unto him and fall down at his lotus feet. He will be very pleased. Lord Shiva is so powerful that his anger can destroy the whole universe. Also, he is very sorry because he has lost his dear wife. You should go at once and beg his pardon.
We will go right away to Mount Kailash, Lord Shiva's abode.
approach Lord Shiva, who was surrounded by saintly persons. He appeared as grave as time and had given up his anger.
My dear Lord Shiva, I know your position. You are the master of religion. Mean-minded persons who give distress to others are already killed by Providence. There is no need for them to be killed again by you. The bad priest cannot give you a share, so you destroyed everything, and the sacrifice remains unfinished. Now you can do the needful and take your rightful share. By your mercy, Daksha may get back his wife. May all the others injured be recovered by your grace.
My dear Father Brahma, I do not mind the offenses of the demigods. They are childless and less intelligent. I have punished them only to right them. Since Daksha's head has already been burned to ashes, he will have the head of a goat, and others will also be recovered in various ways.
All the personalities present were very much satisfied in heart and soul upon hearing the words of Shiva, who is the best among the benedictors. They went to the arena, and Daksha got the head of a goat. His consciousness returned. When he saw Lord Shiva seated on his bull, his heart, which was black with envy, became completely pure.
My dear Lord Shiva, I committed a great offense against you, but you are so kind that instead of withdrawing your mercy, you have done me a great favor by punishing me. I did not know your glories, and I blasphemed you. I was on my way to hell, but you saved me by awarding punishment. Please pardon me.
Yes, you are pardoned.
Daksha, you may now begin the sacrifice.